Welcome back. So right now in Australia, some of the biggest retail and supermarket chains are doing something that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. They're imposing rationing on their customers. Shoppers are being hit with a 2-pack limit for products like mincemeat and chicken breasts, chicken thighs, sausages. They put limits on buying frozen family dinners and frozen potatoes. In other words, right now, Australia has a food shortage. They're saying that it's temporary. Maybe it really is. But every COVID restriction was supposed to last just a week or two, and we remember how that went. We're moving toward a future where more and more of our access to basic goods is controlled. Right now in Washington, D.C., there's a Whole Foods where you have to scan your phone or some other ID just to shop in the store. They market this as a convenience, but in the future, it won't be. No, it'll be a form of control. Every piece of food that you buy will be tracked. And you can be blocked from buying food entirely as well. Breezy is our Australian correspondent, and she joins us now, also the host of Uncensored on the Stu Peters Network. Is it hyperbolic to say that this is going to be used to block us from buying food in the future, or is this yet another conspiracy theory that'll turn conspiracy fact?
Not in the slightest, Stu. The example that you gave from Washington, D.C. is the way that all major chains want to move forward in the future. This is why they want to obliterate mum and dad businesses, local supermarkets, local grocers, even going to the farm, because they want you to scan your chip to get in and buy food, and you'll be limited as to what you can buy. What's happening right now in Coles is the mainstream has actually said, in an act reminiscent of COVID restrictions, the supermarket giant is addressing a national shortage by reintroducing buying limits. This is happening specifically at Coles with frozen potatoes, but it's not only Coles. There are other major chains where you go to buy items online and you're told they're temporarily out of stock, or you've reached your limit of items on this purchase. Things like toilet paper, napkins, other items as well. It's not just groceries. So they are absolutely conditioning us to the future where they want you to go into a store, have a limit on what you can buy, and it'll be via your chip.
What is the big story here? I think the big story is we have been telegraphed to by the enemy exactly what they're going to do. But we just thought that it was unimaginable. We just thought that there was just absolutely no way that anybody could actually pull this off. And as we're reporting on it, we're being labeled fear porn artists and, you know, whatever else the labels are. But then all of a sudden, here it is and it happens. What's the real big story here?
I think the biggest story or the biggest takeaway, Stu, is that people need to listen to the warnings. Get out of your head that this is fear porn. This is people warning you that you need to prepare. You must prepare for food shortages. You must prepare for the fact that the globalists want you to live like peasants. Start storing your storehouses now so that you and your community and your family and your loved ones will be able to survive what is coming. There will be a crash. Cyber COVID, the shutdown of the grid will happen. It is their wild card. We must prepare for what is coming in the future.
Yeah, there's products advertised on this network, actually, that you know allow you to stock up your dry foods and to store survival foods and to get heirloom seeds and to plant your seeds and to grow your own food. And people just, yep, nope, that's fear porn. I'm not going to do that. There's no way that this is ever going to happen. They're going to soccer practice and basketball practice, and they're watching NFL rigged football games, and they're all consumed with, you know, all sorts of different aspects of their own life. And so inside of their own bubble, they don't feel that this could ever happen. And then it's actually happening. And I'll say something else too. Something that you can't necessarily do in Australia or Canada, but you can still do it here in the United States of America. Stock up on ammunition. Buy lots and lots of ammunition to defend all of the aforementioned that I encourage you to stock up on. Breezy, for covering this and for being a tremendous asset to the Stu Peters Network, Uncensored. We appreciate it. Thanks for being here today.
Stu, they called Noah crazy, but the flood came. Thank you.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
New year, new you. How many people say it? Today we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat. Crush your cravings. Maintain healthy immune system function. Fight temporary inflammation related to exercise. Even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/stew. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code STEW for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/stew.